So big announcement, big news for Oregon First Hunting and Fishing Podcast. We are now the official podcast of The Life Outdoors. Exciting news. Woo-hoo! Insert clap. Yay! Right. We're real excited about this opportunity to work closely with our friends, The Life Outdoors, who mostly located in Southern Oregon, but has a little bit broader of a reach. Essentially, what we're doing is teaming up, joining forces to support the mission of The Life Outdoors and what they stand for. We're sitting in our studio right here in Salem. I've got both of our co-hosts, Gage and Jericho, here. And we're also joined with Nate, the founder of The Life Outdoors. Nate, thank you for taking some time to help us make this announcement here.
Oh, yeah, you bet. I'm excited.
I'm really excited just to sort of deepen the relationship between our ministries and really dig into what you guys have been doing. Maybe for our listeners, we had you and your son Gage, and Gage was going to be here tonight if he wasn't working, on our podcast a couple years ago. And that's really when you and me started talking. I'd just like if you could share for our listeners again, what is The Life Outdoors and what's your mission that we're working for?
Yeah, so The Life Outdoors is, our mission is to get people outside. We go off of Romans 1:20, and our whole mantra is no excuse. And that comes from Romans 1:20. And what that means is that there's enough stuff in the outdoors and the truth that you have to face out there, that's going to make you see God. We realize that it's not making you get a relationship with God. We think that that is the something that comes on later with the church. God himself through the church takes that into control. And we think that we get people in the outdoors, they're going to see more of God and then they're going to know more of God and themselves. And that's our biggest goal, is to get them out there so they experience that. We do it in several different ways. One of the ways that we do it is through our media. We attract people with the media, and it's kind of an unspoken language within the outdoor community. The next thing that we do is we do what we call a film festival, and we get people who put films into it, and we get a festival atmosphere, and then we present the gospel there, and we also present what we do and try to pull guys in and have guys and gals and have them come around and do our next thing, which is the adventure camps. And those camps is when we immerse people in the outdoors. It's amazing what people will talk about around a campfire, where they're really open around campfires or in a duck blind or in a drift boat. And so that's really what we're trying to do. And then the last thing that we're doing is we're creating a discipleship. And I hate the word program, but it is a program to where we could facilitate this for other people so they could just run with it. So, you know, somebody who's working all day that doesn't have the time to put the study in, we could give them all the tools to study that would shorten their time, and then they could take that and have a outdoor group at their church.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And it's been awesome to see all that come into fruition. And so Bryant became a part of the board of The Life Outdoors not too long ago, and sort of immediately started seeing myself as the Northern rep of The Life Outdoors. And just to sort of explain what Oregon First Hunting and Fishing is it's really a passion project and a ministry. I noticed that people who spend their life in the outdoors, whether it's hunting or fishing, cannot deny the fact that there is a creator, that there is a God. They all have different words for this God. They all have different ideas of who he is and how he operates. But there's just this foundational belief that, yeah, there's something bigger than me out there. So then we started this podcast, and eventually Jericho and Gage both became big parts of it, where we talk to people, specifically in Oregon usually, or the Pacific Northwest, who are really good at hunting and fishing or just have lots of experience. And we get to hear some tips and some things for our unique style of hunting and fishing out here. But then we wrap it up by asking that question, what's your spiritual connection to the life and the outdoors? And sort of the main argument that we've been building up through every episode for the last few years is that the God that you sense in the outdoors is the same one who sent his son to die on the cross for you. And so we love to be able to share the gospel with people and have these awesome conversations. But that's where our purpose and the reason why Oregon First Hunting and Fishing exists just perfectly fits under the umbrella of The Life Outdoors as just another piece of what they're already doing. And so that sort of begins to answer the question that someone might be asking is, why are we doing this? You know, why are we teaming up? Why are we partnering here? You know, it really is because both of our little groups will, you know, Oregon First, little, the Life Outdoors is an actual nonprofit. So a little bit more serious there with the board and everything. Yeah. But why are we doing this? It's because Oregon First Hunting and Fishing fully supports the mission of the Life Outdoors. And we want to be able to support them further, even geographically. We have different connections with different people who are further up north in Oregon. And, you know, we even have connections in Southwest Washington and Portland area down to Salem that we could potentially be a big benefit to the Life Outdoors and their mission. And then also we're just supporting this broader purpose of what God's doing. And so I don't know if you guys want to add on to that. Why are we doing this?
Thinking about it, it's a very natural joint venture, as I kind of like to think about it. I'm a business guy at heart, so that's kind of how I think about it. I know how we talk about our drive in the outdoors and our spiritual connection. It's really awesome to find other guys and know there's other guys that are local in Oregon that we can team up and partner up to attract more people throughout the Pacific Northwest. So I'm honored to be a part of it. I'm honored to say that I get to meet the great Nate Bailey here. It's awesome. I'm honored. This is so blessed. God is, I feel like, ordaining this whole process, and I can't wait to see what comes from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's fun when you pray about things and you know, you think, Lord, even if it's a small thing, use my gifts, my abilities for you and my likes and my interests that you have given me, let me use it to glorify your name. Mm-hmm. And then watch what he does with that.
Yeah.
And you know, it can grow into something so much bigger, and he will use it for his kingdom, and he will use it for his glory and his honor, and be able to connect you with a whole different group of people that, you know, you normally wouldn't connect with on a daily basis. So,
yeah. And that's one thing that I was telling Gage, even just like yesterday on the phone or whatever, like we just have to wake up every day and dedicate every part of our lives and beings to God, every single thing about us. We just wake up every morning personally, dedicate that to God, and he has like amazing plans in store for us if we just follow his will. And that's all that we're trying to do, is follow his will. And here we are. He's using us in a way that just brings so much life to, like, just joy to our hearts that we get to do this. And so, you know, the step into supporting the Life Outdoors and becoming a part of the Life Outdoors is a huge step in that direction. Nate, from the Life Outdoors perspective, why do you want us on your team?
Well, the Lord works in through the Spirit in communion, and communion being with him and with believers. And so we are the church. Mm-hmm. All of us together are the church, and that church grows, and it's supposed to spread out. And that's the mission of the Life Outdoors. So when you find people that are on that same mission, you know that the Lord's working within them and has called them to that. And so that's what spreads to other people. And then we sit and watch what you guys have done, and it's exactly what we're doing. And so you know that that's coming from somewhere other than just our thoughts and our plans, right? So
we need to
pull that together. I think that needs to happen in Christendom, honestly, as a lot more people, a lot of the church needs to get together and get unified in the same mission. And that's what we're doing right now. And I think we have, you guys have strengths that I don't have, and I have strengths that you don't have, and we're all gifted a different way. But at the same time, when we come together, you know, we become the body, and, you know, Jesus is the head of all this. It's not really us doing anything. He just called us to it, and we're just trying to follow along. And that's why with the Life Outdoors, I've tried to be real. When this vision came along and it was given to me, one of the things that came with it was to grab people from all over the place that were within, you know, Orthodox Christianity, but people that were all over the place. Because I believe that the Holy Spirit's going to work through that, through our differences and the stuff that we have the same. So that's the reason.
Yep.
I just think that we have to do that.
I love it. So The next question someone might ask is, what's going to change? And I'll speak on behalf of Oregon First Hunting and Fishing. For a listener of the show, honestly, not really too much. You're going to hear a new segment on each episode that's going to be brought to us by Nate and people in his sphere of influence. That's going to be replacing what was the Outdoors Rewind. We're going to get a field report from Nate or someone else from the Life Outdoors. And so that's going to be different. But everything else about the show is going to remain the same. You'll probably hear us talk about opportunities to get together that are sponsored by the Life Outdoors or just things that are happening in the Life Outdoors, you know, whether it be the film festivals or guilds that are starting up, you know, just awesome opportunities there. And we'll also be just pointing people to take advantage of what the Life Outdoors has to offer and to grow in that way and community and to have a place to point people for those deeper steps. Because, you know, you can listen to the podcast, you can listen to every episode, and maybe there's some listening who God has started to really speak to them, whether, you know, can't take credit if it's through the podcast or just through life. But there's actual steps to be taken through the Life Outdoors, especially with the guilds and the discipleship programs to help put some rubber to the road there. So it's just a natural connection, a natural next step. Our events that we offer quarterly are now done in the name of the Life Outdoors. So for the Life Outdoors community who's listening to this, maybe you've been watching the Life Outdoors and you're located up in Portland or Salem and you see all the cool stuff they have going down in Eagle Point or, you know, Medford, and you don't want to make the drive. We're going to be offering some of the similar opportunities up here. You know, film festivals. Also, we have our quarterly events that we've always done, like the duck hunt, fishing trips, trap shooting, and rifle sighting that are going to be offered, but they're going to be offered as though they are the Life Outdoors events. And so that's just some minor changes that, once again, if you have been participating in Oregon First Hunting and Fishing, not really too many changes other than now we're doing it in the name of the Life Outdoors and really standing behind their mission and vision. And I think that goes without saying that the Life Outdoors isn't going to really be changed by this partnership either, other than further reach, deeper connections with those of us up in the north, the Yankees. And then also you're going to hear my voice on, and potentially even Jericho engage on some of the discipleship stuff that the Life Outdoors has to offer and other Life Outdoors content that they're putting out there. We're going to get to be a part of that, especially helping develop the guild discipleship programs and whatnot.
And get you on camera with some hunts too.
Yep.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Need to shoot some ducks together.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Awesome. Man. Did I get everything right, Nate? Did I miss something?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was looking at, is the same thing is with the Life Outdoors. We will probably put out some podcast as well. We'll have some guests that come on as well, and every so often, but the podcast that is consistent is you guys. And I don't know how it's going to work in the, you know, towards, you know, a year from now, if we're going to say like you guys are the Life Outdoors podcast, or we have a Life Outdoors podcast, some like Refuge Church does, where they have several different podcasts under the Refuge Church podcasting. So, I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but I do know this is that the content that you guys put out in the podcast and the much work you put into it and the value that you give is really up in the game for the Life Outdoors podcast. It's making things look a little bit more professional as far as the podcast side of things. So,
well, I'm happy that, you know, God's going to be able to use us in this way in an even bigger way. Just, you know, it's not just about more reach, which is cool. It's about more connections with real life people who are all looking to figure out this puzzle of life. And we think that we have some answers, but we're exploring it together.
Yeah.
It's all just going back to God's word and what he has revealed to us. And so really we're trying to humbly approach that there and be learning and growing together. But yeah, and we're still whatever this, however this relationship evolves in the future, You know, we're creating our content for God first, but for the life outdoors. Now our podcast is for the life outdoors.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Yeah. And while we're getting into that, and we're almost done with our announcement here, I think we've covered a lot of the important things. I don't know if you agree, Nate, but sure. I think it'd be good for the Life Outdoors guys to figure out who Jericho Gage and I are, and then for our audience to figure out who you are, Nate, since you're also going to be on the podcast a bit more. I have some questions. Here's the last question people might be asking. Who are you people? And so I want Nate to go first. I have three questions. What is your main pursuit? I know we live our life in the outdoors. We do everything, right? We archery hunt, we rifle hunt, we duck hunt, we turkey hunt. We, you know, we got a houndsman here in the room. I might've just given something away, but Nate, what is your main pursuit, your heart's pursuit when it comes to hunting or fishing?
Honestly, my main pursuit here in the last few years has actually been just the adventure of anything. And I know that's not what you're looking for, but it really is. So it's the adventure. It's there's adventure in like a mule deer hunt. There's adventure in an elk hunt. There's adventure in an antelope hunt. So if I was to tell you exactly what I'm really getting stoked about and thinking about is muzzle loading antelope. That's something that I just love the country. I love the idea of it and the adventure of it. And I haven't done a lot of it. What I've done mostly is bow hunting elk. And that's getting to be a grind, quite honestly. There's getting to be so many people in the woods, and it's getting harder and harder each year. So I'm looking to do something out of the way, muzzleloader, so I'm not around a bunch of people. And just
way less people.
Just really looking for that adventure.
What's your day job?
My day job is I'm a guide, and I do some mechanic work as well.
So right now, as we're talking, it's the guiding ducks, and you also guide trout fishing in the summers, fly fishing.
Yeah.
And is that kind of your two main businesses there?
And I'm gonna be probably doing more bear hunting as that comes around. I don't know if you guys know it or not, but Southern Oregon's overrun with bears. So,
yeah, I'd like to make a trip down there because I can't find one up here. Yeah. So the last thing I'm going to ask, and this is really hard to quantify, especially since you guys are all getting this cold. I didn't give any warning here. How would you explain your life mission?
Oh, my life mission, I was put on here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to introduce people to Jesus. And he does that through the Holy Spirit through me. And there's nothing you know, he's given me a cool spot to be at to do that. Ever since you could just go through like all my little picture albums when I was a kid, and I had Daniel Boone hats and muskets, and then graduated to bows. And so I was built to do what I'm doing with the Life Outdoors.
I love it. Well, I think that answers those. I'll go next. My main pursuit, the thing that's my heart that I've been doing the longest that I just love the most is rifle blacktail. You know, in the last couple of years, I've been stuck doing archery blacktail because of scheduling purposes. Don't get me wrong, archery elk's the way to go, but there's just something special to me about rifle blacktail. It's just always been my thing. But we always talk about how whatever season it is my favorite season. My day job, I'm actually on staff at my church here as a pastor. I also manage the facility, so I do get to work with my hands. You know, I got some dirt under my fingernails, but I also get to preach and disciple people. And so, you know, kind of, I'm very, very spoiled, amazingly spoiled. And my life mission, this is what I think it's generic. I think everyone kind of has this, but what really strongly on my heart is to take Jesus to the world and to take the Spirit to the church. And so everything that I do in my life is just geared around that. I want people who don't know Jesus to come to know him. That is, I will do anything in that measure. I am no longer afraid of being uncomfortable or embarrassed. I just want people to know Jesus, and I want the church to be set free in the Holy Spirit. And so that's my life mission. Let's have Gage go next. Gage, main pursuit.
I think the first thing that I got introduced to was salmon fishing, and that got a grip on me, and it hasn't really let go of it since. I absolutely love it, both up here in the Columbia and the Willamette and all the smaller river systems. I love it. Coho, Chinook, Steelhead. I'm not great at it. I'm learning a whole lot each year, but it's slowly coming along. And then something else, like if you go onto the land, is rifle blacktail. I gotta agree with you. It's in a magical time of the season. I love the, like right now, later October, early November, it is a different season. Stealing that from Bryant. It is awesome. Absolutely love that. And then the second one was
day job.
I work in supply chain for a large trucking manufacturer based out of Portland.
Are you not allowed to say the brand?
I work for Daimler. I work for Daimler Trucks.
Freightliner is how people know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daimler, Mercedes, you know. So I work up in a big glass building. I got clean fingernails until it gets to the weekends. And then I like to get a little dirty. And then my life's mission. My life's mission is I'm recently married a year. And I'm about 5 years as taking my faith seriously, and those two things have really formed me and changed me as a man. And so my life's goal is to be the best follower of Christ in my day-to-day white-collar life, and how I can have those conversations, as uncomfortable as it might be. I know all you guys for the most part are in a church setting. I'm in a very secular setting. I work in downtown Portland. It's pretty crazy. You guys see the news. So when I have those conversations, it can be uncomfortable. But that's what I really feel drived to do very strongly on a day-to-day basis when those opportunities arise. And then also just become the best husband I can for my wife and family to come. So,
yeah. All right, Jericho, you're up. What's your main pursuit?
Well, I'd have to say hounds, as you alluded to earlier.
You got the hound,
right?
Man.
It's been hounds since
I
was
have you on the team,
since
Houndman.
I was 11. So for 20 years, been doing this, and you know, it's always been my passion, even as long as I've failed at it. But you know, I just can't. Every time I try to get rid of dogs, I end up getting more. So I just can't get rid of them. I can't. Mm-hmm. Can't get that burning feeling that I got to have dogs. I got to go at least run some coons or something, you know?
Yep.
But, hounds and always hounds.
And what's your day job?
I am a youth pastor and a janitor at Lafayette Community Church. And I have been for the last 8 years. And, you know, that's part of my passion, is just reaching teens with the gospel of Jesus Christ and, getting to speak into their lives and sometimes be something that they don't have, or that they wouldn't see otherwise. And so
that's really good.
Yeah. So,
and then sounds like you were getting to it, but how do you describe your life mission?
Yeah, that would be my mission. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is first of all, not just teens, but anybody, reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I discovered that early on in my life, and you know, God's continually been working and molding me to be more bold in my faith and my sharing. And then he's allowed me to be on several platforms to be able to do that. And so that's been an awesome thing. So.
Yep. Love it, man. Sounds like we're fairly aligned, huh, Nate?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say every youth pastor is a janitor, regardless of whether they say it or not.
Well, my official title is youth pastor and janitor.
I was a youth pastor for close to 15 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. All the kids grew up and I was pastoring, so I decided I better leave.
That's awesome.
You start getting this gray, and then some of them get to where they're like, they don't you're not too relevant to them anymore. So
that's when you switch to young adult ministry. Cause you know, By the time you get to your mid-20s, you realize that you don't have it all figured out, and you kind of need someone with gray to point you in the right direction.
Yeah, yep. you made we that do have a young adults early, group that my wife and I do at the church.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's our announcement. Oregon First Hunting and Fishing Podcast is the official podcast of the Life Outdoors, and we're excited for what's to come. We're excited for that partnership. Nate, did we cover anything that you'd want to say to your side of the world who's listening to this?
You guys, this is going to probably be something that is a whole lot better than what you've heard come out of the Life Outdoors podcast before. So you're going to want to tune in.
Okay. Well, now there's some expectations.
Yeah. Nate has set the bar pretty high.
What was that?
I said, you set the bar pretty high.
We're looking forward to this partnership and more than the podcast, you guys, really just as the church and as the church going forward and on the same mission, regardless of what it's called. It doesn't have to be called the Life Outdoors or Oregon's First or anything. It's just Christians being moved by the Spirit to share the gospel to people that we get along with. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
So you put all that other stuff aside, it's got to be there so we have it. But at the same time, what this really is just a bunch of Christians living out what they're supposed to live out and do what they're supposed to do and doing it in the way that God created us to do it. So
here we are. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Sounds simple when you say it like that.
I try to keep it simple. You got to keep it simple in my brain. If you don't keep it simple, then I can't even speak.
Same. Right there with you.
All right, well, thank you to all the Oregon First Hunting and Fishing Podcast listeners for the last few years. Thank you to all the Life Outdoors people who support that mission and who've been listening to that podcast. We're excited for what's to come. But that does it. My name's Bryant.
I'm Jericho.
Age.
Nate.
And we're signing out. So that does it.
See you guys.
Nate. Thanks, Nate.